Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Supreme Court has spoken. And while I agreed with the dissent, that's taken over by the fact that the majority of the court said it's a tax, and therefore it is a tax. They have spoken. There's no way around that. You can try and say you wish they had decided a different way, but they didn't. They concluded it was a tax. That's what it is, and the American people know that President Obama has broken the pledge he made. He said he wouldn't raise taxes on middle-income Americans. Not only did he raise the $500 billion that was already in the bill, it's now clear that his mandate, as described by the Supreme Court, is a tax.
Well, the tax and the Obamacare discussion, Mitt Romney weighing in again on the... there are a lot of people who are spokespeople in his own campaign who have differed with what he has had to say. The president's health care plan includes a tax, not a penalty, and therefore we move on or not. 800-510-8255. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview for the next hour of what's going on in the world of conversation radio since last we spoke, which wasn't that long ago. It's really very interesting, even though we're in a week where most people go on vacation and there's just not a lot of activity. The Obamacare thing is hot and heavy on the top of the heap of conversation on talk radio programs, issue-oriented so-called political talk radio, if you will, news talk radio. Here to bolster some of this conversation, radio host Steve Aboudadi, who talked to Emmett Terrell from the American Spectator, says that the Obamacare discussion is the Obamacare itself, the death of liberalism.
You have said that this is liberalism's death. What do you mean by that?
Well, I wrote a book, and the book is out now, The Death of Liberalism. And this is an example of the death of liberalism. The last liberals ran against President Obama, ran against candidate Obama in 08, and that was Hillary Clinton, and she lost thunderously. And now we have really a socialist in the White House, and a stealth socialist, but a socialist. And he passes laws, he agitates for laws, as a community activist would. He agitates for laws that practically no one in the country could understand. It took nine people in black robes to spend time reading the bill and interpreting it. A president who passes laws, who agitates for laws that practically no one in the country even understands, is dealing in wizardry. He's dealing in anti-democratic process. And that's why I say, that's one of the reasons I say, liberalism's finished. It's true. And it's going to be wiped out this fall in the election. I mean, he's going to be routed.
Let's just clarify a couple things. He didn't pass the law. You can't do that as a president.
Well, I said laws generally. I mean, of course not. But
okay.
You know.
But let me just ask you this. I appreciate your comments, and there's one part of this that really struck me as very interesting. You said, and this is really important, because the Congress, the Republicans are going to act, and they're going to try to act to repeal this, correct? And whether it's required to get 51 votes in the Senate or 60 votes in the Senate is critical. And you say whether this is actually considered a tax or not is essential to that question. Explain.
Well, if it is considered a tax, then it will be. Then the Senate will, through reconciliation, have to only beat it by one vote. 51 votes can beat it. 51 and by reconciliation, it will not be subject to the gas bag clause. There won't be any filibuster.
Right.
And with no filibuster, it can be decided by one vote. So that's why it's significant. And frankly, I think that the this fall's election will see a conservative Republican in the White House, Romney. It will see a margin of victory in the House of Representatives. And I think you'll see at least 51 senators elected to the Senate, and so that will give the Republicans that one vote of margin of victory.
All right, so who buys into that? 800-510-8255. Emmett Terrell from the American Spectator. It's a right-of-center publication. 800, I don't know that that needed to be explained, but just in case you needed to know that. 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Follow us on Facebook and on Twitter by going to the listen box at DougStephan.com. Here's another radio host named Kevin Cohen who talks to Senator Marco Rubio of Florida about the problems he has with the Affordable Health Care Act.
How surprised were you with last Thursday with the Supreme Court results?
Well, I was unpleasantly surprised. I think all of us who had looked at the constitutional issue through the lens of the Commerce Clause were pretty convinced it was unconstitutional. The court found a creative way to say it's constitutional. I don't agree with it. I think if you look at the decision they made, it sounds like the government can force you to do anything as long as they tax you for not doing it. I disagree with that. I think, but we have to remind ourselves what the court rules on is the constitutionality of something. They don't rule on whether it's a good idea. The bottom line is Obamacare is a terrible idea for our country. It's going to hurt our economy even worse than it's already hurt. Millions of Americans now have an IRS problem if they don't buy health insurance, mostly in the middle class. I think that's just crazy.
Can you find any silver lining? I know some pundits tried to find a silver lining to the aspect of calling it a tax, and that Chief Justice Roberts made sure that that was his phrasing. Is there any silver lining to what came out Thursday?
You know, I don't know how that'll play out in the long term, but in the short term, I know that there are people that were thinking about opening up a business that now may decide not to do it. I know there were people that are thinking about hiring employees that are now not going to do it. I think there are millions of Americans that are now worried about what the future is going to bring in terms of higher taxes because of this mandate. And so they're going to hold on to their money, which is going to hurt the people who work at the places where these folks spend their money. So I don't see any short-term silver lining. I just see it as one more piece of bad news for an economy that's already not growing and is already struggling.
All right, continuing in a matter of moments here, the Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air with the presidential race in our focus, not for a while, because I think there are a lot of people who still, I don't know, we'll take a little bit more time on Obamacare and then into the discussions over the 4th of July about who you'd like to see as the next president of the United States. Coming up here, 14 after the hour on the countdown.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
Today's Gold Bond rescue mission, itching for a birdie. I'm on the 10th green with Sam.
Hey.
And right now, he's sweating a tricky downhill putt from 9 feet out.
That's tricky because I'm all sticky and itchy.
That's why I'm giving Sam the powder with the power, Gold Bond Body Powder. The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Now if I miss, it's all on me.
Relax. Gold Bond keeps you cool under pressure.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank Gold Bond. It's the worst.
Save more of your money when you stay at America's Best Value Inn and spend more of your time doing the things you love. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, we've got you covered with free internet, continental breakfast, and hundreds of instant rewards with our Value Club. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Major General Frederick Blesse, 334th Squadron, 4th Fighter Wing, U.S. Air Force.
When I went on my 86th mission, I had 3 kills and 5 sightings. And that's all we were doing. We were just going up, flying into mid-alley, looking for MiGs and coming back. That wasn't working out too good. And I finally got my 4th one, about my 90th mission. And I was going to have to go home at 100, and I said, if I have to stay here for 200 missions, I'm going to stay until I get that 5th MiG or until I get shot down myself. But I got one more MiG, and I got to get it. So I went over to personnel and volunteered for 25 more missions. And I got my 5th one about the 104th, 105th mission. I got my 5th MiG.
See more hero stories at KoreanWar.defense.gov.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air. We're discussing at the moment Obamacare and Mr. Romney clarifying his position. He says he believes that the individual mandate is a tax. Here's radio host Mike Broomhead talking about the need for term limits for Supreme Court justices, as a lot of people have been very critical this week of Mr. Scalia, especially because he's been just too political, some think.
Let's look at a case, a lifetime appointment to the Supreme Court, when that was decided, and what it actually looks like. You know that we have 6 Supreme Court justices over the age of 70. Two-thirds of the court is over 70 years old. Justices in the last 25 years serve an average of 26 years, more than 26 years as a justice. So get this statistic. Between the years of 1789 and 1970, that's almost 200 years, the average time of service for a Supreme Court justice was 15 years. That was the average. Since 1970, that has grown to an average of 26 years on the court. 26 years. So we have them into their 70s and 80s. As a matter of fact, do you remember in 2005, Chief Justice Rehnquist died in office? He was 80 years old. He had been on the court for almost 34 years. He was terminally ill, and at the end of his life, he was breathing through a hole in his throat and being fed with a tube. He missed a huge part of the session and refused to retire. He died in those robes, well within his rights. But is it the right thing for America? I'm posing the question right now. I'm now making the case for those that say we should have term limits for Supreme Court justices. And here is what the case is. And I think this is actually, and from the essays and the stories and the everything I've read, isn't this fascinating?
Yes, it is. Term limits, is that a good idea? Dean in Georgia on the problems with Obamacare.
I was just going to remind everybody that when President Obama went before the group of doctors when he was promoting the Health Care Act, they asked him if he was going to include tort reform, and he basically said no, and then they all booed him. I don't know if you remember that, but I believe that's all we basically need is, being able to sell across state lines, tort reform, and then, the free market will wash, it'll wash all the other problems out over a course of time. And I believe it would bring down health care for everyone. I really do, if they would do those two major things.
All right, so we'll move on now in the countdown to the presidential race itself. That's up next. We'll listen to a lot of conversation about that. So hold on to your hats. 21 after the hour.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro EM1, the raw probiotic.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Welcome back into our countdown discussion now, turning to the presidential race. Mr. Romney and Mr. Obama out campaigning during the 4th of July. Obama masking it somewhat with the various ceremonial positional things that a president does. And to be expected, I guess. This is not about Democrat or Republican. I just object to presidents using, for example, the new citizens that were sworn in backdrop for their own desires to be political heroes. Here's host Steve Scott talking to CBS political analyst Brian Monotley about the latest rumors on who Romney is considering to have on the ticket with him.
Brian, who is Kelly Ayotte?
Well, she is a first-term senator from New Hampshire, elected in 2010. She is a former attorney general, and she's a real fresh face. There's this class of, I guess we'll call it the class of 2010. Marco Rubio is a part of it, Mike Lee in Utah, and sort of these fresh-faced senators who are starting to sort of be seen as the new face of the Republican Party.
But she's not Marco Rubio. She's not Bobby Jindal. She's not Chris Christie. How has she suddenly become a prominent name for running mate consideration?
Well, realistically, she probably would not be somebody people were talking about a lot, but for the fact that she is a woman. And there are not a lot of women on these lists. You've got Kelly Ayotte, you've got Susana Martinez in New Mexico, and beyond that, there aren't a lot of names. And so if the Romney campaign decides that they want a woman, and you know, Romney's losing women right now by double digits, and to be able to bring in someone like Kelly Ayotte, who's a good, strong conservative, who's a good articulate presence on the stump, it certainly could sway some of these swing voters in states like Colorado that they need to win these states, and it could possibly sway the election.
So is she on the short list?
Well, I'd say she's on the longer short list. I think at this point you still have to look at like someone like Rob Portman or Tim Pawlenty as at the top of the list. But, you know, the Veep stakes, it's tough to sort of predict. Obviously, no one predicted Sarah Palin. And I do want to talk about Palin briefly because one of the things she has going against her is comparisons to Palin. Palin was also a relatively unknown 40-something female when she got on the ticket. And Republicans now look at Palin and they say, well, she wasn't ready to lead. The Romney folks have said, we want somebody who can step into the presidency. And Ayotte is new to the scene. She's relatively young, and there are concerns that she would be seen as not ready for the top job. But her backers say this is a woman with a decade-long career, more experience than Barack Obama when he took the presidency, so she certainly should be seen as someone with experience.
800-510-TALK. Here's host Jack Harris, Corey Dillon, Ted Webb all together talking to political analyst Rick Flagg about the problem between Mitt Romney and Florida Governor Rick Scott over the jobs issue.
The conflict between the governor and Mitt Romney, who have not yet appeared together, on any kind of campaign stump because he is touting the return of jobs to Florida and that the good times are back again, while presidential candidate Mitt Romney is saying the economy is in the toilet and the only way to get it out is to elect him president. That's quite a conflict, isn't it?
Well, and the really funny thing here is that both of them are actually correct. I mean, Rick Scott is right when he says that there has been a dramatic improvement in the state's unemployment rate. However, Romney is also correct when he says we're not hiring that many people, because if you look at what's happened in Florida, most of the improvement in our unemployment rate is not because people have been getting jobs. It's because people are getting fed up and frustrated, dropping out of the job chase, or they're getting near retirement, and they're looking at what's going on and figuring there are no jobs out there, we might as well just retire early. So, you know, realistically, both of them are correct, but, you know, getting Rick Scott to admit that most of his improvement is due to people dropping out of the market is going to be tough.
A lot of spin.
Yeah. And it's conflict because in reality, you've got Mitt Romney running for office in 2012 and dependent on a bad economy. And you've got Rick Scott running for office in 2013, and he's dependent on a good economy. So you've got a conflict in the Republican Party here.
Much to do about nothing, you think or not? Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Thoughts, different thoughts are always very important because that's what stimulates the conversation. Opinion, ideas, once in a while a fact or two. Back to the presidential race in a few moments with some of your callers here on the countdown.
My car's a sauna. What's with this air conditioning?
You need an AC Pro.
Know any?
Yeah, you.
You got me confused with somebody else.
You're a pro with new do-it-yourself AC Pro, the 10-minute cold air solution.
But I...
You know where to find the hood?
That thing up front?
Exactly. AC Pro's easy, fast, and saves you money. You'll have your car's AC blowing cold air in minutes, guaranteed.
I did it. It's like a freezer in here.
Be a pro with new AC Pro, the 10-minute cold air solution.
Got a sweater?
Old Navy Funimations Inc. presents a summer sale like none other. All new summer styles at clearance prices. Sung by megastar Jordan Knight.
Fresh summer styles.
Deals like new shorts, $12 for adults, $7 for kids, and famous graphic tees, just $5 for the whole family.
You're such a great shopper, girl.
Get all new styles at clearance prices, now through Sunday.
Select styles only in store only, belts and second for week.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance brings me to a shopping mall. Of course, when it comes to shopping for car insurance, most people go to GEICO. I mean, with all the discounts they offer, why would you shop anywhere else? There are discounts for complete and defensive driving courses, multi-policy discounts, and discounts for being accident-free. You know, this mall is a real maze. I think I passed that candle store about 5 times.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
It's time for 4th of July travel. So right now at Sears Auto Center, save $35 on our road trip ready package that includes an alignment, conventional oil change, tire rotation, and air filter. And save on all tires, including a buy three, get one free deal on qualifying Goodyear tires. Stop by Sears Auto Center or visit SearsAuto.com for more offers and coupons. This is the way to roll into summer. This is Sears Auto Center. Most vehicles package regularly $137.97. Free tire of equal or lesser value, N77. Shop these and exclusions apply.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the spring special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Doug Steffen here. You're listening to the Talk Radio Countdown program and the focus on the presidential race here for the next few minutes. Mitt Romney gave the United States sort of a big wet birthday kiss with a special 4th of July statement. He said, quote, "Today we celebrate 236 years of the world's greatest design for liberty and self-government. As we gather to enjoy food and fireworks, let us also take a moment to pay tribute to the patriots who signed the Declaration of Independence and the brave men and women who have fought to protect our freedoms through every generation that has followed. With so many around the world still consigned by tyranny, 4th of July is a time to appreciate the blessings of liberty and be thankful we are all Americans." How do you feel about that statement? 800-510-8255, or the President, Mr. Obama, swearing in those 25 new U.S. citizens, military members, became citizens. It was a rare ceremony at the White House. President there to salute the troops, and yet those who see him when the various important patriotic music is played, et cetera, et cetera. He never seems to have his hand over his heart. A lot of people have a problem with that. I don't know if that makes a good president or a bad president. It doesn't help his image any. Here's talk host Eric Strauss with one of his callers. They talk about whether an independent candidate might have a chance or not.
Maybe we need a new direction, like an independent to run. Let's get to it.
I don't think an independent can win. And it just comes down to one thing. It just comes down to money. There aren't too many independent billionaires out there that don't have an agenda that they're willing to shell out, $10, $20, $30 million like our Las Vegas native Sheldon Adelson.
Good golly.
So, but if you look back the last 30 years, our political parties have changed, and everything has shifted more towards to the right.
You really think so?
Here's
the thing, Orlando. Here's the thing.
Why I think.
Well, hang on. Let me just tell you before you get rolling, because my feeling is the exact opposite. Isn't that fascinating that we look at the same country and we've lived similar experiences and we see things the exact opposite? But go ahead.
Well, the thing about it is that things that Republicans and Democrats traditionally used to agree upon, even original Republican ideas, are no longer accepted on the GOP side. All of a sudden, it's wrong.
Okay,
and I'll give you some
I'm
examples.
With you. No, I've got you, because you're right.
Let's just start off with, you know, universal health care. That was a Republican idea, a very good one. And depending on what side of the moral spectrum you're on, everybody's for. You know, cap and tax, guess what? Republican idea. I mean, you know, but now because the Democrats in office, all of a sudden it's wrong. Well, you know, what exactly are you guys upset with? He cut taxes and spending. He didn't break up the too big to fail banks. That's not what progressives wanted. That's what conservatives wanted. At the 2008 convention, Caribou Barbie was chanting drill baby drill. Well, now drilling is up more than ever. That's not what environmentalists wanted. That's what conservatives wanted. Obama spent the last year conceding the Republican premise that government needed more cutting. That's not what progressives wanted. That's what the Tea Party wanted. The Dow was 79.49 when he took office. Now corporate profits are at their highest ever, 12,000 plus. If Obama is a socialist, he's a lousy one.
800-510-8255. Mr. Obama's failed promises, particularly on civil liberties, has turned off many of the 20-something voters, especially men who are eager to support at that age Ron Paul. Interviews of scores of young people in four states, political analysis from people about the struggle to find jobs in this economy. Most of the people that are affected by that are younger people. Student loan debt was a sideshow that came about because there was no real political leadership on that increase, another tax, some people think. The director of the Center for Information and Research on Civic Learning and Engagement at Tufts University, a fellow named Peter Levine, says he's in real danger. It's a long way till November. You can imagine things shifting somewhat, but I think there really is something to be said for that. And on either side, you got to be thinking about those issues. Carol in Ohio thinks we need President Obama to continue.
I have a vision that I got from the Republican Party that they would like to take us back to like the 1800s on some of these things. And they don't seem to know that the people in the United States, he says that they're hurting, yes, but under their, what he's going to be doing is not going to help the small people. It's going to go only going to help the wealthy. And then the vision I get from Obama is he wants us to move forward and to that every one of us is equal. But I don't see that from the Republicans.
800-510-8255. Here's Patrice in New York with thoughts on Mitt Romney.
The president, he wants everybody to pay their fair share. I won't have to pay more in taxes than somebody who's making much more than I do. Whereas the Republicans, their vision is, I want to keep all mine for myself. Me, 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 my, you know? And I think that that's not fair because I believe that we all have to do our fair share. I don't have a problem paying taxes, and they shouldn't have a problem paying their fair share either. And if I made more, I would pay more. And I think that that's a vision that is good for the company, for the country, because then everybody will be able to take care of everybody else.
Huh. Really? Well, it's unfortunate that a lot of people, I'm saying this facetiously, don't agree with you because they see the waste, the fraud, the corruption, the abuse that happens every day with your tax money. So why would you want to contribute more to that? Why wouldn't a good leader really get to the bare bones minimum when it comes to waste and fraud? You've got to have some, but it's outrageous. 34 cents out of every dollar that is spent by the government is fraudulent, wasteful, corruptive. So we'll respectfully disagree on that. Patrice Thomas in South Carolina on President Obama.
All the people are saying it. Mr. Obama, just he's for everybody and everything like that. Okay, if he's going to be so fair, why is it that people in, like the health care bill, all the people in unions, all the public employees, they get an option out. They're not going to get hit with this. This is the largest tax increase in the nation's history, this health care law. But they make it, and all these people, they acting like this. This president here, he's the worst president we ever had. He is the deceiver in chief. Now, first of all, before you cut me off, he hammers Romney. The president hammers Romney about buying capital. And if people would just not take his word and look up what Mr. Romney has really done in his life, he started Staples. He started all kind of other businesses that worked out and are employing well over 100,000 people in them businesses.
All right, so there's some hot feelings there. The next president, no matter who it is, going to face high unemployment. You'll see that headline today. We're into the hot political topics, race between Mr. Obama, Mr. Romney for the presidency. Here's Cindy in Illinois with concerns about Mitt Romney.
Mitt Romney's vision is to embrace Paul Ryan's budget. And if you look at Paul Ryan's budget, they want to take meal on wheels from older people who have gotten out here and worked. They're old and they're sick now. Some of them retired. They can't get out their homes and feed themselves. So you have people that have jobs to bring meals in to senior citizens. Children in classrooms can no longer get hot meals. They want to take the Medicare block grant and take that and turn it into a voucher. And I get so sick of Pat because Mitt Romney doesn't have anything going for himself. They try to bring this president down.
All right. Is that what's going on? Well, of course, it's political season, yeah? 800-510-8255. More calls on the presidency and the relationships with Congress. What's going on in Congress? Are they helping or hurting your life? A lot of people think about this over this 4th of July week. What really needs to be done to stimulate America back to greatness? 17 before the hour.
Old Navy Funovations Inc. presents a summer sale like none other. All new summer styles at clearance prices. Sung by megastar Jordan Knight.
Fresh summer styles, super small prices.
Deals like new shorts, $12 for adults, $7 for kids, and famous graphic tees, just $5 for the whole family.
You're such a great shopper, girl.
Get all new styles at clearance prices, now through Sunday.
See you at Old Navy, come all.
Select styles only in store on adults, same for weight.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice, quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face-to-face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, working down a sweat. I'm on a construction site with Jack.
Hey, how you doing?
It's another hot day, and as always, he's in work boots.
After sweating in these for 12 hours, man, my feet itch.
That's why I'm giving Jack Gold Bond Foot Powder. The Max Strength Cooling Menthol controls odor, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Wow, that's some serious cooling.
And how about those dogs? Drying comfortable?
Extremely. Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank Gold Bond.
This stuff works.
Hey everybody, Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. Right now, Quicken Loans is proud to offer you our exclusive Yorgage, a mortgage that's custom fit for you. It's a fixed rate home loan that allows you to select a term that works best for your individual needs, anywhere from 8 to 29 years. The rate today on our 8-year fixed Yorgage is an amazing 2.875%, APR 3.5%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates rank Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. It's really this simple. I believe there's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today on an 8-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 2.875%, APR 3.5%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Other restrictions may apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air discussing the presidential race. Continuing your calls. That's cueing to Al in New York on Mitt Romney.
In 1969, I was drafted, and I went to Vietnam. In 1969, Mitt Romney dodged the draft and went to the Champagne Valley of France to recruit for or ministry for the Mormon Church. And I think the millions of young men and women of my generation that did fulfill our obligation to the military and our country, we should remember that. He will not, and nor his sons will not serve.
All right. Well, there are a lot of people who feel strongly about that one way or the other, but your thoughts, it brings us around to something we haven't talked about for a while, Al. Thank you. Richard in Indiana thinks we need Mitt Romney.
I think that he would make the Chinese trade fair because the Chinese are cheating a lot on their trade policies. They're stealing our software. They're undercutting the dollar by not devaluing their currency and things like that. So I think Mitt Romney will really bring back industry to the United States.
All right. A lot of people are focused in this political season on Congress because all of the House of Representatives get reelected and a third of those in the Senate. And there are people who think regardless of who wins in November, nothing gets done until you do something about Congress. Here's Monroe in South Carolina singing that song.
Nothing is going to be done until we get a lot of those old heads out of Congress. Been up there for years, and they don't want to move, and they don't want no progress, and you can't do much. Now, you got some that are good, but most of them, they go on party lines, and they fight real hard, and they're good at what they do. And I think sometimes it shouldn't be a congressman, a senator, shouldn't be able to stay in a job just because he got voted on. I think he should spend a certain amount of years, and then he's through.
All right. Who agrees with that or not? Carl in West Virginia on Republicans.
You know, any Republican running for office is totally at a disadvantage because a Democrat says, vote for me and I'll give you free stuff. Well, who in the world don't want free stuff? You know, it's somebody's going to be paying for that free stuff you're getting, and it's the taxpayers. And, you know, another thing, it's every day I listen to this program, it's either George Bush did it or Ronald Reagan did it, or if you disagree with Obama, you're a racist. You know, I kind of get tired of hearing that kind of stuff, so I wish people would let up on this racism stuff and get smart and vote for Romney.
All right. Let's see here. 800-510-8255. Matt in Ohio on Congress.
I've got absolutely zero confidence that Congress can agree on the date. Congress could not pass a budget, so they created a committee. The committee was set up so that it wasn't going to do anything, and Congress itself came up with sequestration. Now they realize that they can't come to a conclusion. They don't want to have to do what they agreed they were going to do if they couldn't, which was sequestration. So now they're trying to weasel out of that. There's no way these people are ever going to come to any agreement It takes 60 votes in the Senate to agree on the date.
I think Mr. Romney was deferred, and the last time he got a deferment, his number never came up. If that makes any difference. Anybody who's on to that discussion, sometimes it seems old, sometimes it's irrelevant. So we get to everything here. We're going to talk about the Penn State scandal, latest on that, conversationally on the radio in a moment or two here.
BePrepared.com heats up July with the hottest sale on the web. Going on now, save 28% on freeze-dried raspberries, or save on our 3-day light emergency kit, a $50 value. This month, just $30.99. Plus, all 1-year supplies are on sale at BePrepared.com. This month, save over $350 on our traditional 2,000-year supply of food. Now, just $12.99.99, and get a hand grain mill free. Or choose our most popular year supply, the Premium 2000. It gives you 2,000 calories per day from a variety of nutritious meals for one whole year. Save over $700 plus get a free Katadyn Hiker water filter, a $75 value. More details and more hot July savings at BePrepared.com now through July 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yes, with the discussion of the Penn State scandal being front and center here, how do we deal with this issue? From CNN, Ashley Banfield talked to correspondent Susan Candotti about recently leaked Penn State emails that bring up a lot of questions about Joe Paterno's apparent role in the Sandusky scandal and cover-up.
What are the implications, though, for Joe Paterno at this point?
Well, that's what everyone wants to know, of course, Ashley. And until now, we know that he has said publicly, and he testified before a grand jury, although he was never interviewed by Penn State University about all of this. But he said that as soon as McCreary came to him, that he went straight to his boss and told him what McCreary had said. Now we find out, it appears, that Joe Paterno had another conversation about this about 2 weeks after that with the athletic director, Tim Curley, at least alleged, according to this alleged email. And so it suggests or at least raises the question, what did he say?
What happened in
that
conversation?
Right. And did he now, therefore, play a role in the decision not to contact child welfare? Well, now, the attorneys for the Paterno family say absolutely not. That Joe Paterno, who we can't talk to now, obviously he passed away in January, that he never interfered with this investigation. And tonight, the family is calling on Director Louis Free, who is looking into the Penn State investigation.
Former
for Penn
FBI
State.
Director.
That's correct. Former FBI director. To release all of the emails and asking the Pennsylvania Attorney General's office to release all the emails. But, Ashley, it's doubtful that that is going to happen, certainly before all those investigations are complete. So I want to see the full context.
And apart from all the conversation about what may or may not have transpired between Curley and Paterno that may or may not have changed the direction of these officials, do we know anything more about what the Penn State officials may have done post this 2001 incident to change the direction on the three-part plan?
Well, what we're finding out is this. We know, according to a source familiar with the Free investigation, that they have turned up billing records that indicate, allegedly, that Penn State contacted an outside law firm to research what its legal obligations were for reporting this incident in 2001. And what may be being crystallized now is trying to determine the difference between what Curley and Schultz are saying that McQuarrie said to them. Remember, that they maintain that McQuarrie said that Sandusky was just horsing around with the kid, versus what McQuarrie has testified to, that he was very,
very specific,
with Curley and Schultz about what he saw. You know, there's a long way to go, perhaps, before these two investigations are over with on two separate tracks.
Are you tired of all of this? What difference at this point? Sandusky has been arrested, he's been tried, convicted, put in jail. Is this enough of all this, or do we need to keep rehashing it? Joe Paterno is dead. What can happen to him? Here's host Scott Pazant talking about the recently leaked emails as well.
There is a report out about some emails between top Penn State officials about a cover-up involving Jerry Sandusky and a young boy in the Penn State locker room shower back in 2002. The emails seem to indicate that it was former legendary coach Joe Paterno's idea not to report the incident. Former president of Penn State, Graham Spanier, was supportive of the plan, but he was also concerned that if the university didn't report the incident, they could be vulnerable. Now, Paterno did testify before a grand jury, and he said that he had been informed about the incident of a sexual nature between Sandusky and a young boy in 2002 in a shower by assistant coach Mike McQuarrie, who apparently witnessed the incident. Paterno did not tell police, and he waited a day to inform his boss. Athletic director Tim Curley was his boss. He also said that he wanted to wait to tell him about the incident because he didn't want to interfere with their weekend. Wow. And Gary Schultz, who was a vice president of Penn State, said in an email that their approach not to immediately report the incident between Sandusky and a young boy was the more humane, upfront way to handle it. Does this information about these emails showing that Joe Paterno did not want to report the sexual incident involving Sandusky taint the image of his legendary coach? Maybe not as a football coach, but as a man. Joe Paterno was seen as great a man as he was a great football coach. Do you think Joe Paterno is still considered a great man? Have you changed your opinion of Joe Paterno? I have to be honest with you and tell you, my image of Paterno has changed. I will still always acknowledge what a great football coach he was. But as far as a great man, I'm sure a lot of people make this mistake. But my image of Joe Paterno has changed.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Our time is up. A lot of great discussion and conversation here. Thank you for being a part of it.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.